From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. And these airstrikes went down just as President Trump was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida last night. He was there with Chinese President Xi Jinping dining ahead of what might have otherwise been the big story today, the much-anticipated summit between the two leaders of the world's biggest economies. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Kimberly, first of all, big picture, what should we expect out of this meeting?
Honestly, Sabri, not all that much. This seems to be more of a getting-to-know-you visit. President Trump had a lot of tough rhetoric on the campaign trail about China stealing American jobs and what he considers bad trade deals, as well as military issues. Evan Medeiros is managing director for Asia at the Eurasia Group, and he says this is unlikely to be the kind of meeting where you'll see a big agreement or deal announced at the end.
But the meeting will put the relationship on a trajectory. And the question is, will it be a trajectory marked by cooperation on things like addressing imbalances in the economic relationship and North Korea or not?
And addressing those economic imbalances in particular was something on which the president campaigned pretty hard.
And let's focus in on trade, since that's been a big item. What specifically has the president said he wants to accomplish here?
So President Trump and his advisors have talked about a principle of reciprocity, wanting U.S. businesses and products to have the same treatment in China as Chinese businesses and goods have here. During the election, Trump also said he would label China a currency manipulator on day one of his presidency. He didn't do that, but it might come up.
What else should we be watching for in today's meeting?
I think optics are going to be really important today. Medeiros at the Eurasia Group says 2017 is a particularly sensitive year for President Xi because a leadership transition is coming in the fall.
That means that Xi Jinping is going to be particularly sensitive to being embarrassed or any perception that he's been manipulated or pushed around by the American president.
And President Trump's decision to unilaterally launch the missile strikes while President Xi is in town may play into that a bit.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.